こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、 NASA は今週月曜、探査機の観測により火星の表面に塩水が流れていることが確認されたと発表しました。水がどこから来ているのかはまだ不明ですが、火星に生命が存在するかどうかについての大きな鍵になると見られています。NASA は今後キリオシティを使って RSL と呼ばれる水が流れた跡地を調査したい考えです。しかしキリオシティは地球から火星に到着する間に殺菌されておらず、地球の菌や微生物などが付着している可能性があります。国際宇宙研究委員会のルールでは、火星においてある程度の温度と湿度がある特定の地域ではIVC という規定をクリアした無菌の探査機のみが立ち入りを許されています。そのためキュリオシティは RSL に近づけない可能性がありますが、2018年にロシアと欧州が共同でローンチ予定のエクソマーズが IVC をクリアして火星の生命を探しに行く計画です。
NASA announced on Monday this week that a probe has confirmed the presence of flowing water on the surface of MarsWhile we still do not know where exactly the flowing water is coming from, the presence of water strongly increases the likelihood of there being life forms on Mars. NASA is considering using the Curiosity rover to investigate the site. However, as the rover was never properly sterilized upon arriving on Mars, there is a possibility of microbial and fungal contamination. Risking such contamination would be in violation of planetary protection rules set by the Committee on Space Research,or COSPAR, which prohibits the entry of objects that are below the IVC decontamination standard close to sites with temperature and humidity conditions that are conducive to contamination. While NASA's hands may be tied with the Curiosity, ExoMars, a joint project between Roscosmos and the ESA, will launch instruments to Mars in 2018 that should be capable of providing further analysis of the water.
そう、なんだろうなと思ってたけど、やっぱり水だったね。
うん。
なんか週末にかけてすごい記事が、なんか月曜日の発表はなんだろうなんだろうみたいな。
Yeah.
すごいね、みんなでワクワクしてたけど、やっぱり リキッドの液体の水があったんだっていう。
うん。
すごいよね。
Well, they're calling it water, but it's a sort of brine. It's、うん、extremely salty water.
Right.
It's so salty that the point at which it's salty enough that it won't just sublime or evaporate、mm. off the surface of Mars.、
Mm.
But it's not so salty that it's always there.、
Mm.
So it might be not too salty for life, but、
yeah.
just salty enough to stay on the surface、
yeah.
is what we're hoping for.
So...でなんかそうキュリオシティがやっぱり近づいてその濡れてる土をこうガッと取りたいんだけど、うん、近づいちゃいけないっていうことに一応今なってるから、でもなんかね NASA はいや大丈夫だみたいなことを言ってる人もいるんだよね、うん、でなんかやっぱりそう科学界ではもう今すぐにでも調査したいみたいな感じでそういうプレッシャーもありつつ、ただ、うん、まあ何かが地球の生き物が何か残っちゃってた時になんか火星の生き物の強さとかもわからないからすごい多大な影響を与えちゃう可能性もあるっていう。
Well, regardless of the Outer Space Treaty, the treaty that was signed in 1967、
mm.
That set these planetary protection rules, regardless of that, I don't think NASA would do that.
うん。あとなんか国連でもそういう決まりがあるらしくて、その、うん、なんていうの、他の星をちゃんと守らなくちゃいけないっていう責任があるみたいな。だからこうどこにでもどんどんずかずか入っていって好きに調査していいっていうわけじゃないから、まあね、まあまあ。
うん。Well, yeah, I don't think NASA will go anywhere near those with the rover.But they are saying that they may be able to drive the rover kind of close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then inspect it with a laser,、
mm.
Something called a ChemCam laser, which will tell them something about the composition of that water.
Right, right. そう、なんかそれも結局どこまで近づけるかっていうのが危ういらしい。なんか、ね、決まりがあるから、もうしょうがないよね。
Yeah, there's the possibility that wind will blow stuff off of the rover. But before the rover left Earth, I think they confirmed that it had some 377 strains of stuff on it.
Okay. そうなんだ。
And that 11 of those strains were UV and pH resistant.
Oh, okay.
So while most of the contaminants were probably destroyed by the UV exposure,
yeah,
there are still some that will have survived that.
そう、なんかね、その NASA の一人は、いやもうレディエーションとかもあるし、もう全部死んでるはずって言ってる一方で、どっか別の科学者はなんかダストとかに守られて、逆にその中でさらにめちゃくちゃ繁殖してる可能性があるみたいな。だからもし後者だった場合、下手にその湿地帯みたいなとこ近づいちゃうと、まあ大変なことになるかもしれないよねっていう。
Even if we speculate that they were all killed by the UV, we have no way of confirming that.
Yeah.
So we still can't really, you know, you can't just send the rover over there.
でもさ、
this problem will exist for pretty much everything that we send there.
Yeah.
Because they can become contaminated on the way.
Right, right. でもここまでさ、具体的にそのだからなんか湿ったところにもうローバーが入ることすらもできないかもしれないみたいな、そういうなんか地球の生き物が火星の生き物に影響を与えちゃうかもしれないっていうのが具体的にここまでメディアとかで話されているのは初めてじゃない？
Yeah,
めっちゃワクワクしない？なんか来たぞみたいな。ついに。
I don't know, the first Mars rover was kind of popular, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then like, まあ水があるかもとか、そのさ表面じゃなければ水はあるみたいなさ、今年の初めに Curiosity が見つけたじゃん。あとなんか夜になると水たまりができているとかさ、いろいろ言われてきたけど、ここまでなんか近づいたのは初めてだよね。
I was hoping for alien fossils.
I know, me too.
But I still think that they will find some alien fossils.
Right? And that would be so exciting. やばいよね。
The thing is, life appeared on Earth so soon after the conditions were suitable for it.
Right.
Billions of years ago.
Yeah.
Mars had favorable conditions for life for a very, very long time.
ね。
And there has been transfer of organic material, possibly life forms, between Earth and Mars.
Yeah.
Because there are Mars rocks on Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can assume, I mean, it's likely that there are Earth rocks on Mars.
Right.
Right?
Right. So, なんかこのエクソマーズが2010年にローンチしたら、これはあれなんだよね、掘るんだよね、ちゃんと。こう掘って、昔何かいたんじゃないかとか、まあ、今いるんじゃないかも合わせてどっちも調査するらしいから、それですごいのが出たらいいな。だって2018年で結構もうすぐだからね。
Mars may have their own dinosaur.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like something that looks even crazier.
It will look crazier because it's from Mars. Whatever.
Like
whatever
much
it is.
Bigger than dinosaurs.
Maybe.
That would be so cool.
There's this idea, one thing that we're trying to find out. This isn't just about Mars. Some people believe that it's possible that we are actually from Mars.
So, それよく言われるよね。
There's this idea of panspermia, that life from Mars could have been brought to Earth by some impact.
だからそうするとすごくなんかアイロニックだよね。なんかこうさ、火星から生命が地球に来たんじゃないかっていうさ、まあ、説の一つにこう火星に住めなくなっちゃったから地球に来たんじゃないかみたいなのがあるじゃん。だとしたらさ、もう地球に住めなくなっちゃったから、じゃあ火星に帰るってさ、どういうこと？
I think a sort of infection scenario is more likely than people like leaving on purpose.
Right, right, right.
But just visualize the evolutionary tree of life and try to imagine sticking a branch on there somewhere where we add Martian life.
Yeah.
Like it fits somewhere in our evolutionary tree. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah. ちょっと...
But it could be, it could have, life could have emerged there completely separately from us too, I guess.
もう生きてるうちにファーストを見つけてくれないかな? うまくさ、いい具合のところを掘ってくれればね。
Mm.
あ、超ラッキーなんか出たみたいなさ。
There should be ways to scan through the earth.
Right.
I don't really know much about like the most recent archaeology tech.
Yeah.
But I don't know, don't they
digging
have some like
technology?
Land sonar or something?
Mm.
I have no idea.
It reminds me of the have you seen Armageddon no like a commentary みたいな. Maybe I talked about this.
But like commentary, like
yeah,
on
you know,
the
like
movie,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, there's like usually commentary for like DVD and stuff, and with Armageddon, there's the version where Ben Affleck is commenting on each scene, and then he's yeah, like totally shitting on the movie, like, なんかなんで, like it's definitely easier to train astronauts to be able to drill, not like drillers to become astronauts, right? So yeah. He was like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't get it. みたいな感じで。 超なんか he was shitting on it. Anyway. 次.
I like that movie.
Yeah, me too. I always cry.
How rude that he was shitting on it.
次. オーストラリア政府が対テロ政策の一つとして学校配布用に 暴力的な過激化を防止するためにというブックレットを作成し、その偏った内容が批判を浴びています。ブックレットでは愛情ある家族で育ったカレンという架空の少女の例を紹介しました。大学でオルタナティブミュージックと政治と左翼運動に出会ったカレンは、ある日環境に関するデモに参加し、そこからどんどん暴力的なデモに参加するようになり、過激派への道を歩みます。 環境運動に参加したり、オルタナティブミュージックを聴いたりすると、最終的には暴力的な過激派になるかのような内容に、環境運動家や学校教師をはじめ、ソーシャルメディアでは批判が噴出し、Free Karen というハッシュタグでやゆされています。Anti-radicalization
booklets produced by the Australian government and distributed to schools are being widely criticized for their content. In the booklet, is a character named Karen who, while in college, is drawn into alternative music and left-wing political movements, inevitably participating in a violent protest regarding environmental issues. The booklet's content is being criticized by environmental activists and academics for its content that seems to suggest that environmentalism, leftist politics, and alternative music are paths towards extremism. Social media users are using the hashtag #FreeKaren in protest of the booklet's controversial content.
So, まあオーストラリアも結構ね、そのISISにリクルートされてる人が出てきたりとか、して、まあ125人分のパスポートを無効化したっていうのがあって、まあどうにかしなくちゃいけないみたいなので出てきたのがこれっていう。もう税金の無駄遣い。
Yeah.
なんでオルタナティブミュージック、なんでオルタナティブにしたんだろう、なんかどっから出てきたんだろうね。
Does alternative still mean what it used to mean? What's like a recent alternative band?
I like Kate Nash.
I have no idea.
なんかね、すごいmodern artみたいな感じの。
That doesn't explain anything.
なんかすごい不思議な感じだけど、でも別に。 私もだからアルタナティブ普通に聞いてるけど、ね、だからって。What's
alternative? like Hoobastank or something? Like
what?
Incubus? Is that alternative music?
Hoobastankって普通になんかアルタナティブ、アルタナティブロック、right?
Is that not what they're talking about?
I guess. It's really hard to categorize nowadays. なんかミュージックの音楽のジャンルって難しいよね。でも
More like Rage Against the Machine or something.
I don't know. To me, alternative is like these strange feminist-ish female artists, or I don't know, like something weird, something not, definitely not pop. But anyway, so
what's radical music though? Like what kind of music should they be targeting if there was something?
I don't know.
Like death metal?
でもね、なんかデスメタルも最近研究の結果みたいなので見たんだけど、なんかあれを聞いてると逆にこう暴力的な傾向が減るというか、なんかストレスが減ってるみたいな研究があったりして、別にあれを聞いてるからってそんななんか何暴力的になるわけじゃないし、なんかそんなの分かんないよね、好みの問題だもんだって。
Doesn't the CIA torture terrorists using like
Britney Spears?
Yeah, they play some music like
that. なんだっけ、
Was it Britney
Marilyn
Spears?
Manson? Christina Aguilera とかだっけ、なんかそういうポップので、なんかすっごい大音量でうるさく流すみたいなやつでしょ、ずっと。しかも同じ曲。
I thought they were using Nickelback. If they're smart, they're using Nickelback. I'd give up those secrets right away.
でもそのトーチャーってさ、なんか
Stop!
Culturally に分かってないとトーチャーにならなくない？
I'm sure it still works. If you have ears.
Nickelback. バカにされすぎだよね、彼ら。いつもいつも。かわいそう。So Karen.
This reminds me of the leaflets that the military dropped. The ISIS leaflets.
なんかさ、いつもちょっとずれてる。
Yeah.
なんかいつもちょっとずれてるよね。なんかさ、うちらみたいな普通の人がずれてるって思うようなものはさ、なんかうちらみたいな人でも分かるようなずれ方みたいな、やばいよね。専門家が話し合って作ってるはずなのにね。
How is this a job? How are there?
Right?
How is there like an office that does this?
だからこれをさ、おじさんたちとかが会議でさ集まって考えてんだよ、この物語を。じゃあカレンって名前にして、じゃあオルタナティブミュージックでとかさ。
Let's just make some propaganda and
すごいよね。
distribute it at public schools. Like,
and that should definitely help.
What a weird. This is just weird brainwashing stuff. This is why things like science fiction are so important. Is that they draw attention to things like this and kind of give you this dystopian world in which you can sort of experience or kind of. It gets you to think about things like thought control.
Right.
Yeah.
そうだね。まあ大体そういうのが多いもんね。
Because if you've read things like 1984 or some of these, you know, Brave New World or some of these other sci-fi books, then when something like this happens, it's like, this is the thing that they kind of warned about.
Yeah.
You know, this sort of thing it could be happening or is happening.
そうだね。いや、なんかまあこう言論統制とか、そう考えがもうなんか完全に偏ってるみたいなね、なんかこれはこうってもう決まってるかのような、なんかまあ確かに環境のデモに参加したら結果的にISISに入るみたいな意味がわからないよね、そういうことじゃない。
And what is environmental, the anti-environmentalist stance on this was really odd to me
Anti-environmentalist. Yeah. そうだから、なんかみんながやっぱ皮肉的なツイートをしてて、それ見てても面白いよ。なんか自然の中にいる少女みたいな写真とか、なんかすごい爽やかな写真でなんか、もうISIS入っちゃうみたいな、なんか、すごいみんなジョーク飛ばしてた。
The irony is that booklets like this are why people are anti-establishment, anti-government.
そうなんだよね。
Like you're giving them real reasons to be afraid of the government. Like this is so ironic.
I know.
And so it's just like this is the worst thing they could have done if they're trying to reduce radicalization.
Yeah. ね。
It's like Here's what you guys want. Here's evidence. You know, we just produce blatant propaganda.
Look, don't we suck?
It's unbelievable how out of touch they are.
次、フロリダ州立大学が瞑想に関する研究のため、20代前半の51人の学生の性格、マインドフルさ、精神的な状態を分析した後、2つのグループに分け18枚のお皿をそれぞれ洗ってもらいました。事前に最初のグループには 皿洗いが知覚にもたらす影響に関する文章を読んでもらい、皿洗い中に石鹸の香りやお皿の感触に集中させるようにしました。次のグループには皿洗いのやり方だけが書いてある文章を読んでもらいました。すると前者のグループでは神経質さが 27% 減少し、メンタルインスピレーションが 25% 増加したほか、時間の流れを遅く感じた一方で、後者のグループでは変化はありませんでした。
Researchers at Florida State University conducted an experiment involving 51 students in their early 20s, where they divided the students into two groups based on personality, mindfulness, and state of mind. Before they began washing dishes, the researchers provided half of the group with a passage emphasizing mindfulness during the dishwashing experience, referring to the scent of the detergent, feel of the suds, and shape of the dishes. The rest of the participants simply received dishwashing instructions. The researchers found that participants practicing mindfulness experienced a decrease in nervousness by 27% and an increase in mental inspiration by 25% over the control group.
そう、なんかアインシュタインじゃないけどね、その時間の流れっていうのは絶対的なものじゃないというかさ、
perceptually。
そうそう。だから確かにね、なんか何にも考えないでマインドレスの状態だと一瞬で時間が過ぎ去っちゃう、一瞬で人生が終わっちゃうけど、マインドフルに過ごしてると、まあ、有意義な時間が過ごせますみたいなことだよね。
You know, I said perceptually, but time, there's this idea that time is only experienced by the events which occur within it. So to say perceptually time fluctuates, well, that's the only place that time is experienced.
Right, right.
So, so it's not like that's insignificant.
そうね。そう、だからなんか、ああ、今日はあっという間だったとか、今日はすごい長かったとかって、まあ普通に言うけど、あんまりみんななんかそこに集中して考えないけど、でも本当にそれ大事だよね。なんかさ、マインドフル、マインフォーっていうのの日本語がそもそもないからさ、マインドフルってカタカナで言うしかないんだけど。あるのかもしれないけど、私は分かんない、その日本語が。
But there's mindless, right? Like, 無意識。
そう、無意識、うん、無意識っていうか、意識がない、ないっていうとそのままなんだけど、でも、あの、食事してるときとかやっぱ一番分かりやすいと思う。おやつ食べてるときとかに、やっぱなんかテレビ見ながらパクパクなんか食べてると、なんかあっという間に食べ終わっちゃうし、食べたか食べてないかもよく分かんないみたいな。
That's interesting. When you're eating something, sometimes it feels like you're not really looking through your eyes. Do you know what I mean? When you're eating something, you're so focused on how it tastes. You're so focused on how the food tastes that it's like you're not really using your eyes are open, but you're not looking at anything.
Ah, so
you know, it's just a screensaver
while
you enjoy food.
そうだね。まあんま視覚重要じゃないもんね。すごいあの面白い見た目のものとかじゃない限りは。
It's not like visual is always 80% and hearing is always 10%.
Right, right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
Our attention within our own sensory perception, like wanders quite a bit.
Yeah, しかもそれで自分で調整できるっていうかさ、だからさっきみたいにお菓子食べながらテレビ見ちゃってると視覚の方に集中しちゃうから、味覚とかあんまりなんか関係なくなっちゃう。からそれで太るとか一番嫌だよね、だからと思わない、なんか食べたか食べてないかも分かんないのに結局カロリーだけは蓄積されるみたいなさ、だからなるべく食べ物に集中するようにしてる、ここ何1年とか、だからこう知らない間に胃に全部収まってるみたいなことがないように。
いや、
あとなんかどっか行くとき私は気をつけないとね、本当にマインドレス状態にすぐなっちゃう人だから、あの例えばマイケルの家に来るときとかも、なんかいろいろ考え事とかしてると知らない間についてるみたいな、本当に意識がないままたどり着いちゃった、なんか電車に乗った記憶もないみたいな。
That's how you know like when you show up somewhere and you've had your earphones in for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you didn't listen to any music at all.
そうそうそうそう.
Like sometimes, sometimes that works though. Like sometimes my earphones are actually earplugs. And I'm so busy thinking about something that I never think to turn on the music.
Yeah, 私もよくあるそれ。で、あっと思って、なんか耳にはめてる意味ないじゃんと思うけど。でもこういう家事で、やっぱなんか、ちょっとすっきりするっていうかさ、瞑想状態を作り出すみたいなのってありがたいよね。どうせ家事やんなきゃいけないじゃん。だから洗濯物畳むとか、あの、まあ、掃除機かけるとか、お皿洗うとか、料理するとか、なんか前は結構めんどくさいなって思う時もあったけど、最近はあんまり思わないというか、むしろなんか掃除機はさっきマイケルにも言ったけど、ダイナミック掃除機がけみたいな、ちょっと無駄に動くことによってカロリーをさらに消費させるとか、あと最近なんかさ、座ってる時間が長ければ長いほど早死にするみたいな話がすごく多いじゃん。だからいかに長く運動するかよりも、いかに座る時間を短くするかにフォーカスしろみたいな、健康のためには。だからなんかそういう家事とかやらなきゃいけないことがあると、座ってる時間が必然的に短くなるからラッキーみたいな、一石二鳥的な。
Or, What you could also do is find things that make your day seem longer、and add those things into your life.
Yeah, そうだね。
I mean, people say like, oh man, it's such a long day. But I always feel the best after a long day.
でもね、 it depends.I think it doesn't always mean it's good, because I remember like when I was working in the office, なんかあんまり仕事がない日とか、でもオフィスにいなくちゃいけない、めっちゃくちゃ長いよそういう日の一日。It's like、すごい忙しい日はやっぱり、あ、もう3時だ、もう5時だってなるけど、
But you know
暇なのに会社にいなきゃいけないってなるとなんか、
For example, if you travel somewhere and you stay there for like 3 days.And you just think about how much you experienced in those 3 days versus any other, like, some normal 3 days
or
someone else that didn't leave where you were and just stayed there for 3 days. Like, it feels so long.
そうね。
And, like, if there's a timeline in your brain, it takes up a large stretch of time.
Right.
It doesn't take up 3 days.
So
it takes up as much as, like,A month of normal, you know, not traveling. And do you know what I'm saying?
そうだからなんか人生を長く生きられるのと同じじゃない？結果的に。
Yeah, I think so.
よりなんか人生を引き延ばせるっていうかさ。
Yeah.
実際の長さは関係なく。なんかそれも面白いよね。その時間が絶対的なものじゃないって考えると。
Have you ever, how old were you when you like?Learned how to read the time and started thinking about time, or like, I mean, did you do
when
that?
I learned to read time.
I like, got super weirded out by time when I was in like second grade.
Really?
I stared at a clock for like hours.
What?
Yeah.
That didn't happen to me at all.
You never got weirded out? I got really weirded out by time at one point.
Interesting.
Because it's like, okay, like, what is this? Why are all these things, like, ticking all at the same speed? All, like, synchronized? Like, what is everyone doing with this time thing?
なんか時間の
that's so weird.
時間自体のコンセプトっていうよりも、そのなんか数字がつけられてることを不思議に思ったことはある。
Like Roman?
うん、なんか誰が決めたんだろうみたいな意味で。なんか月曜日から日曜日とか。何じゃあ土日は休みとかさ、そういうなんかもう当たり前として受け入れてるルールみたいなのはなんか、なんだろうこれ、なんかもともとないものじゃ、動物とかにはないじゃんそれが。
If you have no reference, you're just in a room, how do you start with time?
What do you mean?
Like if you're just in a roomLike, how do you
count?
Understand time? How do you count time?
So, like, that's what I think about when I look at my cats. You know, because they're always in our apartment. And, I mean, they don't have words. They, as far as I know, they don't have words for, like, today, tomorrow, yesterday, you know? So, it's like, なんかもう foreverness みたいな、なんかわかる、
yeah.
それはなんか考えてすっごい不思議な気持ちになる。
Well, there's
also, 彼らにとってはどうなってんだろう。
Time isn't really like this、I don't think it's such a monkey on your back if you don't have this concept of mortality.
Yeah.
Because we know that we're going to die.
Yeah.
And you can calculate like how many seconds you probably have left and that sort of thing.
そうね。
And everything we talk about in the news is like, these people died, these people, you know, who's dead and who's injured. We're just counting dead people constantly.
Yeah.
And lifespans and birthdays and everything's really strictly accounted for.
Yeah.
Like how long you've been alive, how long you probably have left.
Mm.
Oh, you can smoke these cigarettes, but they'll probably take this many years off. And breathing pollution takes this many years off.
Yeah.
And all these things. Whereas if you don't really have a concept of mortality, then all of this sort of doesn't really matter anymore.
そう、
right?
本当にそう。だし、なんか平均寿命みたいな考え方がなければ、なんて言うんだろう。まあうちの猫が去年死んじゃった時も思ったけど、平均寿命っていう考えがあるから、まだこんなに若かったのにみたいな悲しみがより増すじゃん。でも平均寿命なんて正直個人個人には全く関係ないわけで、なんか2ヶ月で死んじゃう人もいれば百何十歳まで生きる人もいるから、別になんかじゃあ2ヶ月で死んじゃった人は本当は80まで生きるはずだったかっていうことではないじゃん。だからなんかその考えによって余計なんか恐怖だったり苦しみがあるんじゃないかなっていう、なんか
We also plan 本当はみたいな based on this some false assumption.
そう、
like, I'll probably だいたい80
まで生きるみたいな、
like、
そうそうそう
And, you know,
だからそれが早く終わっちゃうとすごい損したみたいな気持ちになるけど、もともとその人はそれしかなかったわけで、
Yeah, the 80 thing was never guaranteed to
you. そうなの、そうなの。でもやっぱりなんかどっかしら社会的にそういうなんか変な期待値みたいなのがある気がして、それがあるとやっぱりなんかそれが早く終わっちゃった時、自分も他人も辛い、よりなんか辛い思いをする気がした。
And the way we think about the future, it's like, you know what, I'll do this and I'll do this and, you know, I'll be happy in like 10 years or I'll be able to retire in like 30 years. I'll retire.
Postponing happiness,
and it's like, there's no point in postponing anything. Like if you're not doing what you want to be doing, you're already screwing up.
この postponing happiness 本当になんか私の超人生の大課題っていうか、なんかさ、こうなったら幸せになれるみたいな、なんかこれができたら幸せになれるとか、こうなれば子供ができたらとか結婚したらとか、みんなそれぞれあると思うんだけど、なんかこの大学に入れたら幸せになれるとか、この企業に入れればとか、でもそんなこと言ってると一生幸せがやってこないんだよね。常にそういう条件があるから。
It's the pot at the end of the rainbow.
そう、
You drive towards the end of the rainbow and you like never get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the grass is greener on the other side.
そうなんだよ。
You know, there's...
だからなんか芸能人とか見てもみんなさ、あんな可愛かったら幸せだろうみたいな、顔さえ違ければ幸せだったのにとか、モテさえすれば幸せだったのにとか、でもそういう問題じゃないんだよね。そういうことじゃないんだよね、本当は。だから今が別に幸せだっていうのをいかに認知するかみたいな。でもなかなか難しいよね、やっぱり。
You know that feeling where it's like you expect things to be a certain way in like 2 years or 5 years or something, and then the 2 years or the 5 years or whatever it is shows up. It's like, I'm gonna like diet and I'm gonna be in super good shape like on this day of this month, and it shows up and it didn't happen, and it's like, fuck, like you lose confidence in yourself, like your ability to plan for the future or your ability, and then
損だよね。
And you like will maybe get more aggressive and set another goal, and then you just start like, it's almost like you're just lying to yourself. You feel like, did I lie to myself? Like, I don't know where I'm going with
this. でもなんかそう、だから無駄ながっかり感みたいなのを経験することになっちゃうもんね。そうすると、なんかあ、できなかったとか、なんか、まあ、がっかり感プラス自分をなんか無駄に責めるみたいなさ。
Yeah, and you just have like this collection of unpainted dharmas like in some room.
Yeah, そうね。そうなの。すごい哲学的な話だけど。
次、日立 announced on Tuesday that it has developed a new technology called Visualization Predictive Crime Analytics that is capable of predicting where and when crimes will occur. The system gathers large amounts of data, including but not limited to public safety systems, historical and contextual crime data, social media activity, information on public transit and weather reports, and then uses machine learning to identify patterns in the data that may indicate criminal activity. Hitachi says that the system can identify the scene of a crime within 200 square meters, providing a predicted threat level in each case. Developers of the system speculate that the system will reduce bias profiling as it takes the job out of the hands of police officers. They plan on making the results of the trials public.
日立は火曜日、PCA と呼ばれる新しい技術で、いつどこで次の犯罪が起きるかを予測できると発表しました。PCA は公衆安全システム、犯罪歴、ソーシャルメディア、公共交通機関情報及び天気などの膨大なデータを収集し、犯罪が起きるパターンを分析します。日立によると、同システムを使えば、200平方メートル以内であればどこでどれぐらいの危険度の犯罪が起きるかを判断できるとのことです。これにより現在警察で人的に行われている犯罪プロファイリングがバイアスなしで行えるようになるのではと開発者は語っています。今後トライアルを経てその結果を公に発表する予定です。トム・クルーズ来ました。トム・クルーズ状態
completely。
あれはマイノリティリポートあれだよね。トム・クルーズがこの日立側っていうかさ、もともとはねその会社側の人間だったのが自分が犯罪者になっちゃうよって言われて吸った問題が起きるっていう話だったけど。
Isn't that like a spoiler?
Well, it's so old. It's fine.
I guess so.
So
it's still such a good movie. I just thought of Minority Report when I saw this. But how effective do you think this could really be?
どうなんだろうね。
That's a bold claim saying you can predict crime.
ね。
Right?
すごいよね。これなんかさっき本当に3分ぐらいしか探してないからかもしれないけど、日本語だと記事が出なかったんだよな。
Even though it's Hitachi.
なんでだろうね。まあちゃんと探してないからちゃんと探せばあったのかもしれないけど。
There's not.Many details out on this system either. But looking at a bunch of articles, I found some information. It's interesting. They say that they're going to get information from public safety systems and historical and contextual crime data.
Right.
They're going to be monitoring social media communications. Monitoring information on public transit. That means, you know, if you use like Suica,
yeah,
and you're going somewhere, like in the train stations, they know where you're going exactly,
right,
and exactly when,
right,
and you're recorded on cameras the whole time too. So that'll be in there.
なんかツイッターのデータを使ってまあ、それはツイッターだけだけど、なんかツイッターのデータを見てそういうこれから起きるんじゃないかみたいな犯罪が分かるかもみたいなのとかは見たことあるけど、まあどうなんだろうね。なんかアキュラシーなんかさアキュラシーにもよるしさ、なんか本当にマイノリティリポートみたいな、あれはもうだって完全にそのシステムがもう it was failing じゃん。まああれは まさにその誰がっていうことだったけど、どういう犯罪っていうよりかもさ、誰が次に犯罪者になるかっていうやつだったけど。
Well, this is the real way that Minority Report would happen. They're not gonna find those. What are those? The bald ladies.The in
あ、そうだ。そうだ。
You have to like take,
そうだ、そうだ。そういうの話だったんだ、そういえば。
Yeah, blind
かなりのファンタジー映画だね、そう考えると。
Yeah,
そうだ。
And you arrange them like a flux capacitor.
Yeah, why were they bald?
So the things can connect to their heads better?
Oh.
I don't know.
And it was only women, right? No men.
It was like just those people that had this ability.
And
it
they
was
all
like,
had to look European to some extent. Like, they couldn't be like this redneck American bubbly girl. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, but this is the real way that they would do it. We've talked about this sort of thing a few times, where the ability of computers to analyze data is going to lead to all sorts of abilities to predict the future.
Yeah.
So we had the, what was it, Microsoft Cortana, like predicted the World Cup games, remember?
Yeah.
And that's just one example, but there's going to be... They have, like, predictive search, for example. Like,
right.
You start typing into a search field, it kind of guesses what you're going to say.
Yeah.
That's a very simple example. No, I think they can do this to some extent. It's like, my favorite example is, if you took extremely high-speed video of someone flipping a coin, a computer would be able to calculate how the coin is going to land, heads or tails, with the right physics engine and the right tracking equipment, right?
Right.
It's just how quickly can it make the computations?
Yeah.
So let's say at first it might be able to make the prediction right before the coin hits the ground. And as the computer becomes more advanced, it'll be able to make the calculation right after it was flipped.
Yeah.
And then if it could understand a person, it could know whether the coin would be heads or tails before the person flipped
right.
the coin.
Right.
Hypothetically.
But do we want to know everything? Like, do you want to know when you're going to die? Like, at what age? And do you want to know if you're going to succeed or not? Or
if it would save my life, I might want to know. Right?
Guess. I mean, if you can still make a difference, then
it's weird
maybe, but
if you think about death as a problem, you really have to become intimate with how you're going to die in order to prevent your death.
Right? Yeah. でもなんか全部分かったらつまんないよね。
I don't think we'll learn everything, but it'll be weird if this thing takes off. Let's say, for example, this thing is successful, the public trials work, crime is reduced dramatically, they're able to... So let's say you're up to no good. Like, let's say mommy has some evil plan, and she's carrying some device, and she's trying, going through the train station or whatever, and then you just get arrested right there.
Yeah.
Before you do anything.
Yeah.
And let's say they tell you, it was because of this Hitachi system.
Right. Thank you, Hitachi. Yeah, でもなんか今もそれって起きてるよね。結局なんかこの間もさ、どこの国か忘れたけど、なんか some boy, like teenager boy or something, like he was plotting to bomb somewhere or something, and then he got arrested, and he hasn't technically done anything, but he got like life in prison or something. And I was like, whoa, like he hasn't done anything really. I mean, he could have, but
well, they've made certain things like conspiring to commit some terrorist act is a crime in itself.
Yeah,
it's not as bad as committing
like
a terrorist
life
act.
In prison for that, I mean,
well,
for such a young person, it's like, really? Like,
but if you're attempting to blow people up, just because the police stopped you in time, now you don't serve a
punishment. Sure, like, you need to, I think you need to be educated or something, but not, like, locked up for life. That's kind of weird. じゃない?と思った。どこの国だったか覚えてる?
Which?
その男の子のケース。なんか最近のやつ。
I don't know. There's been a lot of cases like that. There were like explosions in China recently too.
Hmm. まあ、あとなんかあの、まあ、有名な話だとさ、一番最近のだとさ、あの男の、あのなんだっけ、小学生が中学生のアメリカの男の子がさ、時計持ってったら警察が来たやつ、とかさ、It's like、まあ、なんか prevention しようと思いすぎて、なんか何にもしてない人とか、エヌセンな人までが巻き込まれて害を被るみたいな。
Right. Well, yeah. So the problem with this system is that the things that it's basing it on, none of these things are evidence.
Yeah.
None of it is evidence.
Yeah.
And so can they really just arrest you right there?
ね。
Before you've done anything. It's like, well, our computer said you were like traveling suspiciously and doing this, and
yeah.
And historically people do shit here and there's an affiliation with this gang. It's like, no, I was like, I just bought a toothbrush. And I'm on my way to my grandma's house. You know, it's like, could totally, you know,
yeah.
The system would inevitably target people that have done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Is that something so. That we can tolerate? I don't really think so.
まあ、よしあしなんだよね、だから。まあ、何事も全部そうだけどさ、全部が全部ポジティブなことしかないっていうのは。
Imagine having this system in place, and then we replace all the police officers with robots.Now we just have an AI system that sends robots around arresting people. Like,
yeah.
That would get really weird. I don't think we're that far away from that sort of a thing being possible.
Then you can
possible.
Never just like flirt with a cop to swerve the ticket.
Oh, well, I can't do that anyway. I'm trying to. I've changed my hair a little bit. I'm trying to look less suspicious.
でもヒゲ生えてるじゃん。ダメだよ、あのヒゲイコール怪しいみたいな。
Really? Even with I think bulls it was more 怪しい。
そうだね、今の方がちょっと伸びたね、髪。
Less sketchy、maybe.
そうだね、かな。まああと服装とか、なんかバッギークローズとかだったらもうイコール怪しいとかさ。
これバッギーじゃないでしょ。
今のはね、でもなんかほら結構タイトめのさ服着てる方がなんか怪しくないと思われそう。Like myboyfriend or fiance, he never gets stopped because he's wearing like he looks he's good at looking decent, like, you know,
he looks
never wears baggy clothes.
He looks Japanese. I think that's the main reason. And he
not
wears,
Japanese
like,
people think he's half, but nanka, and he has good posture, maybe that helps, like ayashisa hangen shisei ga ii toとか、なんかそういうだから変なファクターズだよねで決められちゃってるじゃん、怪しいか怪しくないかを。だから実際は関係ないかもしれないけど、なんかね、そういう判断基準があるから。 It's
maybe,
so weird.
Maybe I'll get glasses.
Yeah, maybe
I might need glasses.
Glasses and
my eyes are getting crappy.
あ、そう。 What sucks?
Yes.
今さら。
WellI mean, it's not the end of the world, but slightly crappy. This company, or Hitachi, acquired this technology when they bought two security companies called Avrio and Pantasine.
Okay.
So I think the original PSA technology was developed by these companies.
Right, right.
It's weird that Hitachi is a...Doing
this,
right? I think of what do you think of when you think Hitachi? What do they make? They make like random
Hitachi,
stuff.
Hitachi, inspire the next ってやつでしょ。 CM
CM が出た。
Hitachi って何？エアコンとか？ エアコンのイメージ。
Yeah, I guess so.
まあ何でもあるよね。 Home appliances.
I think of old stuff when I think Hitachi.
うん、正直なんか新しいイメージはないよね、まあ、古い会社だしさ、
right?
Yeah.
次。 Researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis have developed a new test for viruses called ViroCap that is capable of detecting almost any virus infection in humans and animals. Dr. Gregory Storch, a professor at the universitymade the following statement about the new test. With this test, you don't have to know what you're looking for. It casts a broad net and can efficiently detect viruses that are present at very low levels. We think the test will be especially useful in situations where a diagnosis remains elusive after standard testing or in situations in which the cause of a disease outbreak is unknown. In a series of tests on sick patients, with both tests, researchers found that ViroCap had a 52% improvement over the standard PCR test for viruses, jumping from 21 to 32 virus infections detected.
セントルイスのワシントン大学医学部が ViroCap という新しいウイルステストを開発しました。人間や動物が ViroCap を使えば感染しているほぼすべてのウイルスを特定できます。研究を率いたグレゴリー・ストーチ教授は以下のように述べています。このテストでは感染を確かめるウイルスを絞る必要がありません。幅広く効率的に小範囲の感染でもキャッチできます。従来のテストではうまく特定できなかったものや病気の感染源がはっきりしない場合に特に有効になると考えています。病気の患者を対象にした2度のトライアルで従来のウイルスの PCR テストと比べ ViroCap は 52% の改善が見られ、21個しか特定できなかった感染元が32個特定できました。すごくないこれ。
Yeah.
やりたいんだけど。
Why? You feel like you have viruses?
I mean, everyone has viruses.
You feel like you have some particularly...Strange viruses?
No, but I'm just curious. 知りたくない?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot you can do.
だってなんかほらさ、ヘリコバクターピロリ菌、あれはでも菌だからバイルスじゃないのか。
But
like
they can
HPV
do...
is virus, right?
Yeah, AIDS, influenza. There's a bunch of herpes viruses.
Right, right.
There's a rabies virus.、there's a bunch of.
すごいよね。これこれだけで何でも分かっちゃう。しかも動物もいいんだ。
Yeah. I think this is a big deal. I think it will save a lot of lives if they can make it really affordable.
So, how is this like blood test? What is this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a blood test. They may have more than one way of doing the test. But what's different about this test is just how sensitive it is to virus particles. So it can actually detect strain variants. So like...viruses that are different strains but they're the same virus, like they have a slightly different genetic material.
Right, right.
This test can actually tell the difference between a lot of things.
まあそうだよね。だって HPV とかもそれが分かんないと正直意味がないっていうかさ、なんかあるかないかだけだと、だけ分かっても何も分かんないっていうか、何型なのかによるからね。
Yeah. Or certain strains may be difficult to detect or something, I don't know. In any case, it helps to know which strain
right,
you actually
right.
have
right,
for
right.
treatment purposes or,
yeah.
or whatever.
そうだよね。すごいね。
Yeah. And viruses kill a lot of people. Every year, some 1.5 million people are killed by HIV.And 500,000 people a year are killed by influenza.
Okay.
And then viruses like rabies. Rabies is crazy. Like, rabies virus is like, if you get rabies, it's like you become a zombie almost. Like, those people become extremely aggressive and behave like zombies.
And scared of water and stuff.
Yeah, I think they call it hydrophobia.
Ah, okay. So, なんか日本だとね、なんか結構保健所がさ、すごいなんていうの、仕事してるから、あんまり身近に感じないけど今の時代。でもまあ他の国だと全然あるもんね。いろんな動物から。
There could be a Mars virus, maybe.
Yeah, it's possible. That would be scary.
Martian virus.
Yeah.
But we don't know where viruses really came from or what. We don't really know what they are.
なんかさ、新しい記事出てなかった？ウイルスの。あの、ウイルスも実は生きてるみたいな。
Well,
で、なんかその、今の。
Depends how you define life, though, doesn't it?
そう、なんか現在の、今存在する細胞の ancestors と同じ。Ancestors かもみたいな。
Viruses.
そう。だから、まあ、これまでね、もうちょっとなんか無機質なものかもしれないっていう話もあったけど、実際そんなにかけ離れたものじゃないんじゃないかっていう。
It's weird to think about how evolved viruses are, because we sort of think of unevolved things as being really small.
Right.
Like starts from single-celled organism and progress from there, right? But really, is the virus more like the alligator? Like it hasn't changed for
a long time.
A while, but it is super effective at what it does.
ウイルスのさ、拡大のイメージとかってあるじゃん、よく。なんかどういうふうにインフェクトするとか見るとさ、やばいよね。
It's the moon lander.
Yeah. あの、すごいよね。機械みたいっていうかさ、機械だよね、もはや。なんか造形もそうだし、そのインフェクションの仕方とかも、本当エイリアンみたいっていうか。
It's almost like if we were gonna build one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what we would do.
そう。で、しかもこんなのが自分の体にいるのかみたいなさ。
You know, it has like really obvious like struts and like it really looks like such an obvious design.
ね。なんか昔ってウイルスっていうとなんかもっと、なんていうの、ジェリービーンみたいなさ、のでなんかただブヨブヨしてるみたいなイメージだったけど、
But there's like different types, right?
Yeah.
Different structures. I think we're talking about like the T virus.
そう、あのムーンランダーみたいなやつ全然違うよね。It's so, it looks so sophisticated. T virus. That sounds like
biohazard. Am I like thinking of something else?
I don't know.
Macrophage.
Biohazard. それゾンビになっちゃうやつだよね。
But yeah, they look like they're so well made.
Yeah. なんかびっくりするよ。It's like, wow.
What about the other thing? I sent you an article about it. We never talked about it, but there's like prions. It's like
それ何の話だっけ？最近でしょ？
It's like a protein that Like they think Alzheimer's might be contagious.
そうだそうだそうだ。アルツハイマーともう一個なんかあったよね。アルツハイマーとパーキンソン病だ。
Yeah,
がもしかしたら感染してるのかもしれない、何かにっていうね。
Yeah, and there's like, what were they called? Prions?
Yeah, yeah.
Prion. Yeah, they're non-living. It's just like a.
なんか狂牛病の時とかにも話になるよね、プリオン。
You can't kill them.
あとなんかさ、人間が人間の脳を食べると。なんか、なんか人間がさ、人間の脳を食べるとなんかおかしくなるっていうじゃん。それもなんかプリオンが関係してた気がする。私さ、記憶力さえもっと良ければ超頭いい人みたいじゃない？なんで全部断片的にしか覚えてないからさ、全然ダメだ。
I think that was different. That's more like mad cow disease sort of a thing.
But isn't it called prion too? Like the
I don't remember
the cause
what it was called.
Or
I mean cannibals get a certain
Yeah, I thought it was called prion too. I thought it was the same thing, but そうそう、アルツハイマーとパーキンソン病。それもね、すごい興味深いよね。
Yeah, we don't know if those can be
そうそう、まだわかんない。
Transmitted.
わかんないからあんまりメディアでも、世界でもそんな取り上げられてなかったけど。
It's if that's true, then it's so different than what we thought it was.
Yeah.
There's, you know, like a hereditary.
Yeah.
I mean, it is largely hereditary, but It, you know, is that controlling your susceptibility to this prion thing? Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Beginning next year in the UK, accounting and consulting firm Deloitte will no longer take the schools and universities attended by job applications into account during the recruiting process. The change is part of something called the contextual recruitment system, a tool produced by a recruitment firm Rare. 18 other companies. I need to install Java or something. Hold on, this pop-up. 18 other companies have adopted the system. The change will likely increase diversity and social mobility, as well as give higher priority to applicants who had great academic records at less prestigious schools. The goal, according to Deloitte, is to get much closer to achieving the holy grail of identifying candidates with potential rather than just with polish.
会計事務所大手のデロイトは来年からの UK での社員採用に関して卒業した学校や大学名を考慮に入れないことを決めました。この決定はリクルーティング会社の RARE が作成した Contextual Recruitment System というツールに合わせたもので、デロイトの他に18社が同じ決定を下しています。これにより多様性や社会的流動性の改善が期待されるほか、無名の学校で好成績を残した人へも機会が提供されます。デロイトは一見素晴らしい経歴を持つ人より能力の見込みがある人を探すことがゴールだと述べています。日本の就活システムもちょっと見習ってほしいよね。
Oh, absolutely.
もう真逆じゃん。あのイギリスだよね、あの顔写真を履歴書につけるのはつけることを強制するのは違法とか、フランスとかだと住所もあの聞いちゃいけないとか。
Interesting.
だから変なところでジャッジされるのを防ぐために、あのそう顔写真と住所とかは言わないでいいっていうのが、まあだんだん広まってるけど。
Well, this is interesting because it's from the opposite side. You know, this isn't a regulation from the government end. This is a,
そうね、
a business that thinks that they can actually have an advantage by identifying those candidates that have been profiled incorrectly by this whole 就活 system.
確かに社会に出るとさ、こう私も個人的にこう素晴らしい経歴の持ち主だけど、なんか実際に会ってみるとなんかあれみたいな人もいれば、経歴的には別になんかそんな日本的に言う褒められるようなものじゃないけどすごく頭がいいとかあるからね。あとなんかさ、受験の時に大学名って人生全体を決めるものじゃないよって誰も教えてくれなかったっていうか、なんか変なイリュージョンがあって、いい大学に入れればなんかその後一生それを有効活用できそうなイメージを与えられちゃうから、でも正直大人になるとさ、大学名なんか言わないし聞かれないよね。言うときある？わざわざ。
Well, yeah, usually like how I know people, that sort of thing comes up a lot.
ああそうね、like, あまあそうね、それはあるけど、
and,
でもなんか
Hire people that are from like familiar universities.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that happens. But like, なんかそこまで別に自分のレベルとしてラベルとしてそんなに常に出てるもんじゃない。なんか高校生とかが思うほど、受験生とかが思わされてるほどではない。
I think it's different person to person too. Some people really make a big deal out of it and have a lot of pride about their school or their school sports team or.You know, whatever.
あとやっぱ就活のシステムだよね。そもそもさ、まあ同じ時期に全員が就活するから、企業もどうにかして足を切らなくちゃいけないから、やっぱり大学名で最初 見ないともう何万人とか来ちゃうから全部は見てられないとか、なんかだからそれだけでもそんな大変だから、そもそも新卒じゃないと絶対ダメとか、なんか意味が分かんないよね。
Yeah, the age thing is ridiculous. The 新卒 thing is just
ね、だからそのさ、新卒で入れないから、入れないと分かったら就職浪人とか言ってさ、1年卒業伸ばしたりとか。 It's like, what?
It's pretty
what
silly.
What is this?
Like, it's such a... They want someone that has followed all of these imaginary rules.
でも一方さ、日本でも外資系の企業は別にそういうのないとこが多いじゃん。その同じ時期に別に雇うわけじゃないから普通に一人一人見れるし、だから私も会社だったから履歴書に写真もつけなかったし、なんかつけるとこがないじゃん、ワードで1ペラだから、だからとか別に新卒とかも関係ない、なんか実力主義っていうか、
just the general just what people they have all these like meetings for 新卒 or people
yeah,
for
説明会みたいな?
People yeah 説明会 for people that are doing 就活 and
yeah.
everything they tell you is bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Like those things were it's some of the worst things that people can be told. It's like, oh, you need, you know, you go to a good school and then you can get into these big companies and this whole thing. It's like, this isn't how people find out what they want to do in life. This isn't how
だし、なんかその企業に雇っていただくみたいな風に思わされてんのがもう嫌だ。なんかミューチュアルじゃん。 お互い気に入れば、お互い一緒に働くっていうものであって、別になんか企業に選ばれるとかさ、選んでいただくみたいなことじゃないはずなのに、本来は。だって企業だって人が必要なんだから、あのファンクションするためには。でもなんかそれが抜け落ちてるし、日本はなんか受験もそう、センター試験が1日しかないとか、説明会に全部行かないといけないとか、就職のためにで、新卒じゃないとダメとか、そういうなんかさ、 若者にストレス、無駄なストレスを与えることをなんか何とも思ってなさすぎるように見える。それでなんかさ、就職できなくて自殺しちゃう子がいるとかさ、なんか大人は何やってんだろうって思っちゃうよね。何その無駄なストレスを子供にあげてさ、バカみたい本当に。
I'm just thinking of like some of the 就活 experiences that I had. It's just crazy, crazy.
I only went to 私普通の就活しなかったけど、一回だけその説明会には行ったの。でもなんか無理、無理っていうか、あ、違う、違った。
I bought into so much stuff. Like my dad kind of has a relatively traditional desk job type of thing. And I was kind of encouraged to just study business and
yeah.
And I thought I wanted to do fixed income trading, and so I just went through all this like all this stuff that I just thought that like I was supposed to do, but it's like it has nothing to do really with the problems in the world. It has nothing to do with what you really care about.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
No one asks you like, what do you what do you care about? Like, it's all to me. In retrospect, it's all about look at the world around you. If you're paying attention, you will find something that you really care about.
Yeah.
And you'll be motivated to do something about it.
Mm.
And people will compensate you for that if you do something about it.
Yeah.
And it's really like that's kind of how people should approach it. Not like I need to get into
Mitsubishi。で、しかもその時間が限られてるわけじゃん。で、特に日本の大学なんて入るのは難しいけど、卒業するのは簡単と言われてるから、世界の中でも。だから入るときはもちろん受験で死にそうな勉強するんだけど、入っちゃえば、まあそこまで頑張らなくてもいいやっていう子が多いから、サークルとか遊んだりとかしてるわけじゃん。で、3年生とかになると急に、はい、じゃあ一生 これからの人生何したいか今決めなさいみたいなさ。だからやっぱお悩みコラムでもすごい多いの、就活生からのお悩みで、なんか何がしたいかわからない。で、周りはどんどん決まってるのにどうしようとか。It
comes from the abstract way of teaching subjects. Because we learn things in the abstract, it's not a not a problem-oriented process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Learning in school is. If it was problem-oriented, then when you exited the educational system, you would be very much ready to identify real-world problems. Yeah.
So, だからなんか型にとらわれすぎて、本来の目的を忘れちゃうじゃん、そのシステム自体が。だから子供はそこに無理やりねじ込まれてるからかわいそうだし、なんかその I don't know.
There's this idea of opportunity hoarding. It's this idea that each privilege is acting as a gateway to the next privilege. So you're born into a rich family. You go to a private school.
Right.
Because you went to a private school, you get into a good university.
Right.
Because you went to a good university, you get into a some big company and you get a higher paying job.
Yeah.
So this idea of opportunity hoarding is that people who weren't born into that track have a very difficult time going from shitty public school to good university.
Yeah.
Or shitty public school, shitty university into a good company. Like,
right, right.
You know, like that doesn't, it's hard to change tracks if you're born in the wrong one.
そうね。だからあんまり元々の能力っていうよりも環境だっていうもんね。だからその東大に入るとかも、東大に入る子がいっぱいいる塾に行けば、元の能力っていうよりかも、その環境だけで自分が行けるチップスとかももらえるし、行ける確率は上がるっていう。だから、まあそういうのあるよね。
There's so many super smart and capable people from shitty universities.
Yeah.Yeah, for sure.
Like, even the idea that those universities are shitty isn't really true in the first place, generally.
そうね。
There are terrible professors at the top universities.
Oh, yeah, for sure. でもやっぱ足が切られちゃうからね。だって説明会にも呼ばれないみたいなさ、そのあんまり知られてない大学に行ってると、日本だと。あとなんかさ、インターンの制度って私はすごいいいと思うのね。もともとのインターンの制度の意味。ではなんか私もずっとインターン1年半とか結構長かったのインターンの時期がでなんか普通に週5で朝から夜まで会社で働いてる、なんか4年生の最後とかも授業を取らなくてもいいからだからもう社員の一員として働くことによってその会社が好きかどうかその仕事が自分に向いてるかどうかとかも分かるし会社側もその子ができる子かどうか判断できるじゃんでさなんか日本の会社もインターン制度始めるところが多いみたいなので見てるとさなんか意味が違うんだよねなんか1日とか1週間とか呼ばれていってなんかはいうちの会社見せてあげるみたいなそれで終わりみたいなだからそもそも全然ミューチュアルじゃないし
It's kind of a teaser to get you to apply to work there later or something rather than actually giving you the experience
そうそうなの
Like you don't really learn much it's like
Yeah.
Here's a pamphlet, and here's yeah, like what we do.
Exactly.
Like, it's almost like,
it's like visitor.
Come, have some of our propaganda.
Yeah, kind of. So it's like, なんかそういう意味じゃないのにな、みたいな。なんでその名前だけを取って中身を取らないのかわからない。だからかわいそうだよね、本当に。だからそのお悩み見てるとね、なんか悲しくなってくるもん。なんかすごい若くてさ、まだ元気もあるし、これから何でもできる。のになんか変なその就活のシステムのせいで変な悩みを持たなくちゃいけないっていうさ
You know, there's a way out of the Japanese 就活 system which is to learn English
そうなんだよねまあそれ一番手っ取り早いよね、だあの自分が
And if you speak English and Japanese there are so many opportunities for you to do things
そうね
outside of the country that have something to do withJapan or
yeah. そうなんだよ。だから私の周りとかでその本当の日本の就活をやった人の方が少ないんだけど、何が違うかって本当英語喋るか喋らないかだけだからね。別に頭いい悪いとかも何も関係ないというかさ。だからまあ喋れそういう意味もあって英語を勉強した方が得だなと思う人はやった方がいいよね。若いうちから本当は。だって損だよね。その一つだけでさそんなに。違いが出るんだよ。
It's huge.
なんかだから就活しないと職がもらえないみたいなことになっちゃうじゃんやっぱり。なんか本当にかわいそう。
I think there's so much opportunity for startups here too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. そう、スタートアップもすごいいっぱいあるし、いいところもいっぱいあるからね。なんか別にそんなトラディショナルな大企業に入らなくてもさ、you know.
I really want there to be.Some bustling startup scene here, and I just don't really feel like it's happening. But it's happening all over the U.S. and like even like places like Baltimore, like almost you know crime-ridden, like abandoned cities.
Yeah,
people are moving in and setting up because the land's cheap. Places like Detroit, people are starting. You know, it's like the it's like a phoenix. The thing like burns out, and then that creates the vacuum where things can come in again.I feel like that's.
なんかこうでも
Japan's ready for something.
To... Yeah.
Where is everyone?
I don't know. でもなんか respect をくれないしね、そういうのは。なんかこう若者が集まって、 自分の会社をやるっていうのが日本では
Dealing with other businesses here is hard for startups, I think.
全然なんか認めてくれない、おじいちゃんがやってる会社じゃないとダメみたいのがあるから So, I don't, yeah, it's hard, but なんかね、だから企業ももうちょっとさ、この現状を、だからその企業で就活を、トラディショナルな就活をやってるところはそれでいいと思ってるってことじゃん。なんかそれが信じられない。なんか PR のためにもならないしさ、なんかへえみ。
You know, one interesting difference I've noticed is that the way that people get jobs in the United States, for example, right now, a lot of people get jobs in very unconventional ways.Meeting people in person.
Emailing
people out of nowhere.
So, so organic,
like, kind of finding other ways to get in.
Whereas
in Japan, it's very like everyone's in line and let's all kind of march into this, you know.
So, なんか結局、
ego grinder.
結局人と人とのつながりだからさ、なんかうちらの知り合いの子でもさ、なんか金融に入りたくて、でももう新卒でもないし経験もないしどうしようっていうので。でも中の人に知り合って自分が頭いいことさえ分かってもらえば入れるっていう自信があるから、その何近くのバーで働くとか。
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't have that sort of opportunity either. So what people are doing is just contacting people out of nowhere, being really aggressive, like, with just reaching out to people that they don't know, they don't have any connection with them. Hitting people up on Twitter.
私もなんか大学生の時バーで働いて、その近くにあの、まあ、デロイトのコンペティターがあったのね。で、あの普通に喋ってて、あ、君いいねみたいな、入ればみたいなさ、そういうこともあるわけじゃん。要は本当に一つ一つのつながりだから、 なんか能力の見込みがありそうと思ってさえもらえればポロって入れてくれる時もあるし、なんかその方が
I think likeYou can take luck completely out of it. And there's this new idea, it's like a movement in the West. I don't really hear anything about it here, but there's a movement of how not to give a fuck.
Right.
This idea of not giving a fuck.
Yeah,
Because
yeah, yeah.
as soon as you don't give a fuck,There's so many things that you can do that you can't do otherwise.
Look
You're
at Miley Cyrus. Look at how she never gives fuck anymore.
Well, but she's Miley Cyrus, so she can kind of, like, you know. I'm talking about like just average, everyday people. We're kind of caged by our inhibitions. Oh, I don't want to talk to that girl because I might get rejected. Oh, I don't want to, like, you know, email this person because they're probably just going to ignore me. But once you, like, just say, like, I don't give a fuck,I think it's so much easier if you decide I'm gonna get a job. I'm gonna do this.
そう。だからなんかそのさ、not giving a fuck っていうことがかっこいいみたいな風潮があるじゃん。今だとアメリカとかって。でもそれが日本にはちょっと違うから、なんかいかにしゃかりきになんかこの流れに乗ってなんかトラディショナリーにいいとされてるところに行くかみたいなのが。まあ、それがかっこいいとされてるかわかんないけど、でもなんかそういうものっていうかさ。
But everyone who has all these characters that are really successful and made a huge impact, whether it's Zuckerberg or Jobs or Elon Musk, there's a certain element of I don't give a fuck. Like I don't like it's not personal.
Yeah.
You know.
So
when Everything is so personal, and I think it is for a lot of people. It creates so many barriers for action.
So, だからね、あの本当に就活で100社とか断られる子がやっぱり結構いるわけじゃん。それでもなんか自分の人格まで、like, they take it personally. だから人格まで否定されたみたいになっちゃって本当に落ち込んじゃうみたいな。でもそんな落ち込まなくていいのに全然。
Well, you don't need to just. I'm saying the solution isn't just send more applications. There's like.Completely other ways outside of the box to do this stuff.
So,
and people need to get really creative about how they, because people think, oh, I'm supposed to do it this way. Now this is how I submit the form, you know, like, but really you can break those rules and it will only help you.
Yeah. So, だからね、まあ、うちの番組にゲストで来てくれてる人はそういう人が多いじゃん。だからいつもいいなと思うけど、なんかだから早稲田大学だったらどこの学部でもいいとか、この企業だったら何の部署でもいいみたいな感じじゃん。だからとか、まあ、何の部署でもいいどころか、そのアプライした時には 部署にアプライしてるわけじゃないから、うん、商社とかってさ、商社つったって何の仕事何でもあるじゃん、うん、でも分からずにアプライして入るみたいなさ。
The thing about these big companies that everyone wants to get into is like, yeah, you join that big company. What is this, a life employment thing? Like, what, you're going to retire when you're like 60 sort of thing? Like, when are you going to really live your life? So many of these smaller companies or foreign companies or startup companies actually treat you much better. You know?
Yeah.
Because the way that you get treated by these large companies is not actually, you know,
I mean, okay,
so appealing.
If you suck, then yeah, maybe you might want to go to Japanese companies because they're not going to fire you. But you're good,
that shouldn't be a motivation for anything.
But if you're good, then you know it's really mottainai because they don't compensate it. They don't care, so.
Mm.
And they don't give you the whole picture, so it's going to be harder for you to move, you know, companies. だからもったいない。本当にね。だからこれ自分に子供とかがいてさ、そんななんか説明会とか行きまくって何百社も送ってるのを見て、なんか単純に頑張ってねとか言えないもん、多分。It's like, what is this bullshit that you're in? Like, なんか I'll be so angry. Not with the kid, but with the whole society and the system.
Mm.
And all the 大人なんか大人なんて本当みんなレトロスペクティブ分かるはずじゃん、何がおかしい何がいいとかさ、なんか意見がフォームできるじゃん、なのに何も言わないっていうのがね、自分には考えられない、
うん、
本当だから就活でも就活生はねやらないといけないって思ってるから、思ってるしさ、まあ会社に入るんだったらやっぱり履歴書とかをさ、なんか志望動機とか大量に書かなくちゃいけないわけでさ、
yeah.
We really have to do something about
well,
this.
Well, I think it's changing. I mean, this is it changing a little bit.
In UK.
A little bit. Yeah, it's minor, but it is changing. And the question is, you know, is there really... I think we know for sure that there are people that are talented and can do a good job and they get passed over because we see these people eventually be successful later and then they tell their story and it's like, yeah, actually I got rejected by this place. I didn't graduate from this place. You know, like
yeah.
Super successful people have this, you know, these stories of rejection and
yeah.
So clearly these systems, these recruitment systems can improve. And as they improve, I think people will be hired more fairly. And
yeah.
companies that don't make this adjustment are the ones that are going to suffer. Because they're getting less out of the people they recruit.
Yeah.
Right?
そう、だから企業がやっぱり、だから子供は、学生はどうしようもないからさ、企業がそれをちゃんと理解しないといけないよ、やっぱり。で、しかも少子化なんだからさ、you know.You have to be attractive. Mm. Like, そのブラック企業とかやってる場合じゃないよ、本当に。
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay. なんかさ、マミがさ、風邪ひいてた週あったじゃん。先々週。
あ、くしゃみ&マイケル。
そう、くしゃみ&マイケル。超笑った。本当にくしゃみ&マイケルだったね。
You were fine the first half or so, yeah?
途中から私やばくなかった。なんか目開けてられないっていうかさ、なんかおかしかったよね。普通に不健康そのものみたいな
今はどう
I'm okay now, yeah そう全然大丈夫でなんかさその回かななんか太田さん私いつもさゲップできないって話するじゃん、
うん、
Like I've never burped and I can't、
うん、
Like I've tried it so many times but I can't でも太田さんもできない人なんだって、
うん、Like can't on purpose or can't ever
Can't ever
Interesting.
Like, I don't even know how it works.
Is that like a genetic thing?
わかんない。
Is some like part missing?
Maybe. Like, something is broken.
Hmm.
I guess. Maybe I was burping when I was a baby, right? Because you're supposed to. But, なんか物心ついてからゲップした記憶もないし。
What happens if you drink a lot of Coke?
Nothing.
Where does do you get like a stomach ache?
No.
Where does the gas go?
I don't know. Am I absorbing it or something? I don't know.
What?
でもなんかたまにだから
You get the bends?
たまになんか胸のとこが苦しくなるの。すごい痛くなるのね。で、あ、これはなんか空気が溜まってるのかもしれないと思って出したら楽になりそうと思うけど、どうしても出し方が分かんないの。それでネットで調べたりとか、まあ、友達とか彼氏に見せてもらうやり方を見せてもらったりしても、まあ、見てできるもんじゃないよね、あれって。別に
I haven't really heard of people that can't burp.
私と爆笑問題の太田さん
だけ
だけじゃないと思うだけだったら逆にすごいよ。でもどれぐらいいるんだろうね、人口の割合的には。
Never heard of that.
できない。
Is it just like
いつでもできる人？
Not anytime, but if I drink like like a huge root beer, oh,
okay.
it's over.
Okay.
Or just beer normally. If I drink like four beers,
that's a lot of beer though. What about Coke とか soda は? Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Not so much with soda. Like beer is really bad, I think.
Okay. Hey.
So if I like go on a date and I get beer, it's like this burp management thing that I have to like do.
Burp management.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to like.
So like, you can hold it if you want.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the controls for the burping are like not exact.
Gap control.
Yeah.
できないんだよね。
Because you don't want to, like, burping is, some people think burping is, like, super gross.
Yeah.
Do you think it's really gross?
It's gross if I'm, like, eating something.
Is,
or if it smells bad.
There's some places where it's not gross, though, right?
In the world, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it's like farting.
Really?
So it's like, can you not do that, like, huh. when I'm eating, please?
I think farting is way worse than burping, though.
Okay, farting is worse, but burp is almost as bad to me. Like, because sometimes it smells bad, and I don't burp, so you know what I mean? It's like, I can't, なんか共感もできないし、なんか何なのそれみたいな感じ。
Find out where the gas is going. Get like a...
Yeah, where is it going?
A test.
Because I don't think that I'm, like, farting more than normal people or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm really, like, absorbing it. The CO2 or whatever. I don't know.
You're like a tree? You're part tree.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm part plant.
One with nature.
Mommy plant, yeah. なんか言うことあるっけ?
Did you see the new Model X? Tesla?
No.
The new Tesla car?
No. I just saw
it's
the headlines.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah?
It has like a, what was it? Anti-biological weapon button.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I think that's what it was called.
何それ? What happens if you press it?
If you press it, then it engages the filtration system like full power. And the filtration system for the Model X is advanced enough that it can stop even the smallest microbes and viruses and stuff, so nothing gets in.
なんで急にそんな機能搭載したの? For certain countries?
Well, because the car, sometimes you get stuck in traffic and there's a lot of pollution around you.
Ah,
and
そういうこと?
The Tesla is an electric car. The idea is that it doesn't emit pollution, right? So an extension of that is that the Tesla will protect you against Volkswagen.
Wow.
Or protect like, you don't,
Volkswagen.
You don't get the
そうだね。
the pollution on the road into the vehicle at all.
Interesting. 今超タイムリーだね。
Yeah, it was good time for Volkswagen to screw up like that.
そうだね。
For Tesla.
誰かにとってすごい不都合なことは誰かにとって都合がいいよね。
The car is amazing. It's really amazing. I don't understand how anyone can say anything bad about it. It's just, it's off the charts for safety. It's off. I mean, it has collision avoidance from the side. So if someone is going to try to crash into the side of your car, the car will avoid it, like move to avoid. It's like it triangulates your position as you walk up to it, so the door opens the exact amount that you need to get into the car.
Wow,
like things like this. So it's like
future, じゃん.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Is it like super expensive?
Yes, it's could I look at? It's like $132,000, I think.
$132,000.
It's expensive. It's pretty expensive.
1,500万、1,400万 とか.
Yeah, it's pretty, but it's an SUV, so it's kind of expected.
All the rich people should buy it so that it's gonna get cheaper for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it shows that, I mean, a lot of people are still skeptical about electric cars. Oh, they're, you know, they're not the future, blah, blah, blah. But it just seems so ridiculous to me at this point to suggest that.
Right, right. すごいね。イーロン・マスク、大活躍ですね。さすがの。OK。文字起こしのテキストを Android と iPhone のアプリで購入できますので、ぜひ。月額240円でなんと読み放題。あと、なんだっけ、あ、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram 引き続きお願いします。Amazon で宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツ、好評発売中ですので、そちらもサポートよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
終わりですか？
Yep.
終わり。
Yep.
Bye.
Have a nice day. Bye.